I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 183 of the 8-Bit Geek. Have you ever gone to a high-scale restaurant, you know, looked over the menu and just said, wow, that steak looks amazing. I'll have one of those. So you patiently wait for it to come out, knowing you're about to drop $100 on the greatest meal of your life. You just expect perfection. Then it comes out and there's a hair in it. That's a lot like our show. You come expecting a great time, but ultimately you'll be let down. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men whose meat are always hairy.
That's not what you wrote.
I don't. Well, I mean, I can't say I don't. I can't really like not own that. I'm a hairy dude, and meat gets places, you know, or hair gets places, even in the meat.
Well, meat gets places too.
Apparently.
Yeah,
meat.
I'm meat, Kevin. It's not a total. I'm Doug.
Yeah, meat will be meat. Meat does get around,
especially Kevin's.
Ooh.
Well, oh, well, got a track record.
Kevin used to run track in high school, and his meat flopped.
And I thought that was going to say that was like a secret weapon. That's why he had like he posted some of the fastest times because he was running with three legs.
And you're gonna go with the low hanging fruit of me being a big dick? No, it was just my gut. That was the meat. It was just brr, brr, brr.
He
it
ran
was like Baywatch, but it was like Baywatch reversed, like kind of flipped upside down.
That's why Kevin doesn't have any hair anymore because he ran so fast. Just.
Yeah, I ran so fast, my hair just like, whew. Although my hair did get left behind in high school. Like, pretty much my hair started falling out then. So, jeez.
In what grade?
Senior. Junior year, like my sophomore and junior year, I had one of those asshole 90s cuts where it was like parted in the middle and came down.
Everybody,
and it went
down. Well, yeah. Everybody had anybody with a haircut in the 90s, it was an asshole cut.
Yeah, basically.
Haircut in the 90s was the, I did the.
Please tell me you shaved the sides.
Oh no! I had the spiked like look. It was all like fucking. I twisted the hair so it looked all messy and spiky. And then I also had like frosted tips.
Oh. Oh, I didn't do the Backstreet Boys thing. I couldn't do that.
Doug,
I had spiky hair for a little while, and then when I started playing in bands and stuff, I kind of did like the long hair. I like really long hair, and then sometimes I did like the emo. I had like the emo, like mid-2000s, like swoop thing that was going on.
Ah, oh, yeah, you're the younger one though. Me and Jer are about the same age, so we lived through the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
No,
hair,
I mean that was tips. I was in middle school when all that stuff was going on. So yeah, everyone had frosted tips and spiked hair. That's I mean, but again. Yeah, I had like another couple years after that to do other stupid shit with my hair before I became an adult and realized like this is really dumb.
Okay, my senior year though, it was starting to bald out like right here in the front.
Oh,
so
no.
I started looking like the lead singer of the Scorpions, where for some reason it was bald in the front, but it was still long on the sides. So I had to give up the dream of having hair at that point.
Oh my god, I wish that you would have kept that fucking haircut until now. Like, hair all on the sides, just all long.
Just never gave up the dream.
Yeah, you're just like, here I am, I'm fucking rocking it, man.
Like a hurricane.
What was your style in high school? Like, I went through like multiple stages. I had a hip-hop stage where I didn't sag my pants, but I felt like I wanted to.
Were you wearing like starter jackets and shit?
Oh my god, I had the big puffy jackets.
Yeah.
The like huge, like I had
big old 49ers.
I had a yellow, I had a yellow and blue. It looked like I was ready to go fucking work on a construction site, just like holding a sign. And it was like the twice my size. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm cool as fuck right now. Yeah. I couldn't even, I could not buckle a seatbelt with this jacket because it was so puffy.
I had the starter jacket. I had the starter, not a jacket. It was a starter pullover.
Oh, yeah, I had one of those.
The zipper only went halfway up, and it was a Chicago Bulls. Oh, dude, I felt like a fucking pimp.
Mine was a 49ers one. And then I had
Dallas Stars.
I had a fox leather 49ers jacket. Yeah. And I wore it to school thinking no one would find out. But you know that fox leather has like...
You said faux leather?
That's what I said.
F-A-U-X? Faux?
Fox.
Nope. Yep. Nope, that X is...
F-O-X.
Oh, it's actually made out of foxes.
Yeah.
Wow, this got really dark.
But it was like real foxes or like faux foxes?
No, it was faux leather.
But faux fox leather.
Yeah. So everyone knew that it was fake as soon as you saw it, because it doesn't have that like leather look to it. And so the first fucking, I was so high off of it, I was like, yeah, this fucking, my mom bought me this fucking 49ers jacket. I am the shit. First person, oh, you got that fucking Walmart shit on, huh? And I was like, oh, fuck. It went into the locker and never to be seen again.
Oh,
yeah, kids are the worst. Rain says Michael had an Orlando Magic one, so that's funny.
Yeah, I'm throwing Orlando him right under Magic. The bus, yeah. Right there.
Orlando Magic.
She was sending off like kid photos of him yesterday, or was it him or Debbie that was doing
it? No, it was definitely Rain.
Rain. She was throwing him under the bus.
Mm, that was really
funny.
That's
Mike Diva's dropkicks and dives partner, man. Poor guy.
Poor Mike. Okay, so before we get right into the show, let's finish this off. So I had a hip hop phase. Then it went to like a grungy one.
Shit! You got like really into Nirvana?
Yeah, I was like,
you started wearing like plaid.
Yeah, I had a plaid.
You're still in that stage.
I had a fucking plaid phase, and then right up till I think my senior year, I went into a real big preppy phase.
I just
didn't know what I wanted, and I didn't know who I was. I couldn't find myself. The prep came out, and I was like, I had wireframe glasses, and then I had like, I was wearing like, I was like, I can only buy Ralph Lauren and Hilfiger, and I can only wear khakis. I know, it was terrible. It was terrible. I never connected with that lifestyle either. Kevin?
Yeah.
What was your style? Did you stay true all the way through?
I was all over the place because I grew up on hip hop and like basically like Spanish music, because the neighborhood I grew up in was predominantly Mexican. So that's all I knew until I got to high school and then discovered like punk rock and, you know, just like all different kinds of music. So it's basically just discovered like punk rock. Once I became that, I've been punk rock since I've been like, or I've been into punk rock since I was like 15, and that's, I never turned back. But my freshman year of high school, I had like the new version of Converse All-Stars because my mom would always buy me like Kmart shit. And I was going to high school and I was like, I will literally get shot wearing Pro Wings. So I need like Converse or Nike or something name brand. And so she got me like the newest pair of All-Stars back when All-Stars, it was like the Kevin Johnsons. So yeah, once I got that, then I was cool for my freshman year. But then, like I said, then it was all Vans and Airwalks and shit like that after that.
I fucking remember Airwalks. Airwalks were the shit back in the day.
Airwalks was like the Payless version of being punk rock.
Man, I had some of those. That's where my mom shopped for us for all of our shoes was Payless.
Yeah.
Fuck. Doug, what was your style back in high school?
I pretty much was... I was the same through and through. I started off my freshman year skateboarding and dressing like some kid that would go skateboarding, and I kind of finished like my senior year still kind of in that like punk kind of, I didn't skateboard then anymore. You know, you watch one friend like ankle like turn away that ankles are not supposed to turn, and you're like, yep, I'm done, I'm good. I never want that to happen to my foot. Like that's not natural. Yeah, but it's still kind of like, you know, get the long hair. And I think my senior year of high school was about like 11 years ago. So what was in then? Skinny jeans were starting to make their first appearance in like the punk rock scene, and it was literally most of the time you were buying girl jeans because they had not actually started making skinny jeans for men yet. Or at least, you know, ones that you would actually want to wear, because a lot of times did make them skinny, they were like those like Walmart, like shitty Walmart, like high waist, like you're like, no, that's what nerds wear, you know?
I can't believe that you were graduating when skinny jeans were becoming a thing.
Yeah, 2005. It's really about when it started. But again, they didn't like make a. You didn't see like dudes actually start wearing like made for men skinny jeans until like 2007, 2008. It was still a couple years away.
I know, but it's just kind of crazy because I just remember that and going, So it's just it just shows you how old Kevin and I are.
Yeah, dude, I had raver pants, and those things, they were huge.
Yeah, that was like middle school for me. I mean, you guys graduated when I was in like seventh grade.
Yeah, I mean, class of 99. Whoop whoop.
Moving on.
So old.
Okay, so if you like our little banter there, if you like what we're saying, you can always subscribe to us. And, of course, you can rate us on iTunes. And you can also find us on Audioboom. That is our home station, I guess you can say. They sponsor our airwaves, so a big shout-out to them. You can always find us on things like Stitcher Radio. We are definitely on Google Play, and you can also find us on Spotify. So find us anywhere that you want a podcast, and we will be there. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, Twitch every Monday night where we record live. So if you're new to us, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. We do ask for money every once in a while. This is where we're going to ask for money. But don't worry. We still remain free. This is just if you want some extra content. We are on Patreon, and you can help us pay for some overhead. If you see up, if you're watching live right now, you can see on Patreon that we're raising funds for this year, next year's Comic-Con. We want to do some pretty cool things. So as for as little as a dollar a month, you could always get some really great content, some pre-show stuff. We're doing some stuff in the future with a D&D Star Wars podcast. You'll get to our first episode on there exclusively, our first one-shot. So it's really cool stuff. We have everything from a dollar option to a $25 option to become part of the street team, where you'll get a t-shirt and all that good stuff. And also, if you want some t-shirts, you can always... Doug is repping it right now. He's got an 8-Bit Horror Fest shirt on. Those are exclusive to 8-Bit Geek up until the end of October. They will never be seen again. They're limited run, and so you can pick those up for as little as $19.99 on our store. All that money also goes towards our funds.
So. I'm so surprised it took me to get super drunk to order one, because I really love that design. Yeah. I want to get a legit poster out of it. Like, it's really cool.
We could probably do
the art, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Also, again, if you're watching live, you can see up top, we've almost hit $1,000. So if you were watching us live tonight and you want to help get us there, just hit that donation button, and we'll love you forever.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get this show started. Every week we like to start with something called Misconnections. It brings some of the funny out. Pretty much the only funny that you'll ever get out of this show.
There's only two tonight?
Yeah, only you and Kev are going to go tonight. Because the first one's kind of long. So I like to...
He likes it.
Fucking right.
Oh, my.
So every week we take real ads from the Misconnection sections of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way. We do ad lib a little bit, but that's okay. We can't, we won't, we just don't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
I like it when we slow it down at the top of the show.
Yeah, baby.
Now, where's my favorite cat?
Oh, hello, fellas.
Hey, Sean.
What's up, Sean?
Oh, not much. You know, just I heard you guys did a stream this weekend, and people, you know, you asked who everyone's favorite host was, and I hear that I won unanimously.
That didn't happen.
That's true. Oh, I mean,
Kevin was drunk, so he doesn't know what's happening. Nobody asked that question.
I hear that that me, your lovely Sean Pettis, was the number one host pick of the 8-Bit Geek. Thank you, everyone who voted for me. I super appreciate it.
Well, let's. Let's hear what you got going on tonight, because that didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
It did.
All right. This was at Smith's Flamingo. He cheated, and you almost drank. Male for women at Sand Hill and Flamingo. You were pacing in the liquor aisle. I spelled aisle as in like an island, and not necessarily.
It could have
like
been
an.
Actual, I mean,
it could be a store called Liquor Island.
You could
You're
have
pacing
been
in the Liquor Island.
You,
I saw you.
You
there.
Could have been drunk enough to where you were on an island made of liquor.
That's very possible. I saw you there when I passed by several times looking for my one item I could find.
Couldn't.
I can't fucking read. Are you kidding me?
Then you were behind me in the checkout line, obviously upset, and I asked if you were okay. You told me you caught your husband cheating, and you just about to buy that bottle, and you hadn't had a drink in years. I knew from your eyes what you heart truly sad.
Were you drunk when you wrote this?
Heart truly sad.
Hey.
Hashtag.
Hey, hashtag heart truly sad. We know.
Yeah, your heart truly sad.
Your heart truly sad.
That's you heart truly sad. It's not your. You heart truly sad.
You heart truly sad. Hashtag right, it.
I knew from your eyes what your heart truly said. I walked away from my cart, took you by the hand, and walked you out. Oh, my. We went across the street to Blueberry Hill and shared the conversation and coffee. Blueberry Hill? Is this in St. Louis? What's listening? There's a restaurant. Fuck it. When I walked you to your car, our goodbye hug turned into more.
Nice. Oof.
I know. I might have been a moment of revenge, but you have me craving two thinks.
Two thinks?
That's what I said. That's what I typed. One. But you have not thought of drinking again. Two. Another case. You were so sensually delicious and one of the most responsive lovers I've ever been with.
What's
I was
an
tired.
Responsive lover? Sean,
well,
have
no.
You been with, like, a dead woman?
Listen, she wasn't clinically dead.
Oh, my God.
I was tired, but can't keep going as long as you had a climax left.
Oh boy.
I kept giving. When you told me to come up for air, you were tender and needed to go.
Oh my God.
You said you were going to your sister's for the night. I hope you are okay. And we can again find ourselves in that position. God. With your ankles around my head. Oh my. If you see this... Don't media reply. Tell me what color or what type of car you were in. It's you. I
oh
want
my
to
God.
Taste you again.
Oh my God.
Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Oh, you seriously had to be drunk as shit when you wrote that one.
And clearly, super wasted.
Don't me a reply.
Don't me a reply.
Don't me a reply. All right, Kevin, you're up, man.
Oh. Man. Walmart. Shopping W, your girlfriend. 92T4M. I have no clue what T4M is.
I think that's Boston. I think that's transgender.
This week I'm transgender, y'all. My body is thin height, 5'5", 165 centimeters. Status is colon single. You were a hot white guy. I know, sometimes I get a little creepy. I think military in bar style Walmart on 9'2". Cute, tall, average athletic body, just like all you little... military men, you were with a girl and a kid. We kept catching eyes, and you started adjusting your crotch every time. I'd look at you. You looked so horny. God, I wanted to suck you off in the restroom. But there was already people doing that in Walmart, so wait your turn. Fitting room or outside, somewhere right at that moment. I needed that. I know you know I'm a TS. This is a long shot. Check this out. But if you down, HMU. That's hit me up for you teenagers out there.
Good, because I needed to actually know that one.
Baby, I'll teach you all the ways. Just come with me to Walmart. We'll see if the bathroom's open.
I shop at Kroger.
We can't talk, baby. Busty in a tight little dress might ring a bell. Ha ha. Tell me what color my dress was. Conversations.
Fucking conversations.
Velvet Jones, baby.
Well, that was that was different.
You know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? We'll just move right into conversations.
Well, that's a conversation we need to have, baby.
You know what's interesting is Don't Breathe took over the first place spot.
Wasn't that like a No Doubt song in the 90s?
No, that's what that lady told me the other
don't
night.
Don't Speak. Don't Breathe. Yeah, Don't Breathe. Don't Reply either. Don't Breathe, Don't Reply. Don't Breathe took over the number one spot, beating out Suicide Squad.
About time somebody did.
Yeah, that's true. Suicide Squad actually hit another record. It beat Man of Steel with 300 million.
Surprising.
Yeah. So.
But well, like we said last week, they're not going to
break 300 million?
I don't think so. I believe we could look it up real quick. Man,
at least not domestically.
I think domestically, but Man of Steel, it took in.
I mean, that's if you can find just domestics.
291 million.
Oh, there you go. Fuck.
So,
that's domestic. Surprising.
Yeah, so. We'll jump right into the news. There's not a lot of film news this week. There's more gaming news, which
good.
I kind of like. You know, we've been short on the gaming news lately, so let's get into this real quick. What I think is interesting is that John Favreau is joining.
John who?
John Favreau.
Can you say that one more time?
Favreau.
Doug, you want to tell him?
Favreau.
Sure.
Is joining Spider-Man Homecoming. I quit.
Wow. Give up.
All right,
I'm going home.
My dear.
He's joining Spider-Man Homecoming, and he's going to reprise his role as Happy Hogan. Which is, we haven't seen him since
Iron Man 3.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
Like, Iron Man movies.
Because he was directing most of them.
Yeah, I don't think he's in like in the Avengers movies. He might not be in the first one, but yeah.
I haven't seen him, but yeah, he's coming back, so that's kind of neat. He's probably going to be the bridge between why Iron Man and Spider-Man are hooking up. Not like physically, but well, maybe physically, because he's going to be training him. He's going to train the shit out of him, right? And he's just going to be like, "Hey, you're real sweaty." And he's like, "Why don't you take that suit off?" And Happy comes in and he's like opens a case and there's a whole bunch of iron dicks in it.
Oh yeah. That's the sound it made.
No.
Hashtag iron dick.
No.
No?
Oh, that's the name of the is Iron Dick the name of the new Iron Man takeover? Is that what she's calling herself now? Iron Dick? Oh no, sorry, that's Iron Heart. My bad.
Yeah. So it'd be cool to see him. I've missed him in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Kevin have nothing
to
add.
Well, I thought he died in 3. That's why I thought they took him out. Like Iron Man 3, I thought he was gone.
I don't remember that.
Because he was in the hospital I remember like at the beginning of Iron Man 3, something happened. And he was, like, in the hospital, and then Tony Stark was like, "I'm a horrible person." You know, he's being all emo in that movie.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember seeing him in Iron Man 3, really.
Yeah, he was in it.
I don't remember much of Iron Man 3.
Yeah. It was one of the first movies that was post-Avengers, wasn't it? It was, like, Thor 2 and then Iron Man 3, I believe. So
He was really super depressed that there was, like, aliens and...
Yeah, the Battle of New York really took a toll on him.
Mm-hmm. And then he told it, and then he gave a kid an Iron Man suit, and he'll grow up to be Iron Man.
Right. There you go. That's planting the seed, if you will.
Ed says in the chat, he just got hurt, but he made it to the end.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That's good.
There you go.
Glad we got a fact checker here.
Yeah.
Okay, so NBC actually was in the running to get the rights for The Walking Dead. Mm. And they wanted it to be a crime procedural. What the fuck does that mean?
like LA Law or no? What was the other one? The
like Law and Order. Yeah, Law and Order.
Like Law and Order. So there'd be like a case every week where they'd solve against a zombie.
Like that doesn't make any sense. Like that, what that tells me is that they did not read. Like no one read any of the pre-existing 100 issues of The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
and like we're like. Like, that's all that tells me. It's like, nope, they didn't read the source material. And they're like, oh, zombies, give us something. Oh, let's do a zombie thing. Oh, The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, it says it right here, too. Yeah, they would solve a zombie crime every week.
See, they can make a separate show like that. And, I mean, just it'll just have zombies in it. That's fine. There's a ton of zombie shows out there now. They can make a show like that. I mean, if they would have done that with The Walking Dead, it wouldn't have lasted 2 seasons. I'll tell you that.
They did make a show like that. It's based off of a DC comic called iZombie.
Yeah.
It's on the CW. CW. And it's really good. Yeah.
But you don't want to take a fucking The Walking Dead as big as that is. Like, you know how much backlash that would have?
Yeah, that's probably why they went, nope. No. Yeah. No. What? Yeah. No. What is wrong with you? It's just, all that proves to me is that, like producers and shit, like at NBC, the people that, like, take this content and, like, create shows out of it, but most of the time, don't know what the fuck they're talking
about. Their finger is, like, not on the pulse.
Yeah, they have no, well, yeah, they have no idea. They have no idea. Stupid bunch of fucking idiots.
I think, yeah, I don't know, man. It would have been kind of funny, though, if it was a Law & Order type, like Ice-T. Like, man, we got to get these zombies, man. These zombies are acting up.
That's a good Ice-T.
The idea is funny, but it wouldn't have been a good, like, you know, you can't put Walking Dead on
it. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they made it its own show, don't even have anything to do with the Walking Dead universe. Like I said, this is like NBC lost it to AMC, and now NBC is coming out with their own zombie show. There you go.
It'd have to be a comedy.
It would have
absolutely.
To be. Yeah. Either that or have some kind of X-Files feel to it, to where it's like people don't know about zombies, so they're like they have the special unit that takes care of like special crimes, like that special victims unit. There you go.
It's still like,
bring Ice-T back into it.
Yeah. Oh no, this person got bit. Who could the culprit be?
Yeah.
We got a zombie.
And like there's a zombie standing 10 feet away and it just cuts to him and he goes, huh? And then he starts running. And they're like, chase that zombie down. And for some reason, the zombie's like walking and they still can't catch him.
Yeah, he's like doing parkour over shit.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know what you would even do as for a show like that. I mean, it's pretty, it seems pretty obvious. Like, who did it? The zombie.
Or you can have a zombie show where the zombies are still like, they still remember what they do for a living. Uh-huh. So you have like a zombie come in as a doctor and he's performing your surgery. And then he like drools blood into your body and you become a zombie.
That'd be terrible.
That'd be hilarious. Am I right, guys?
I mean, as funny as that sounds, actually, the funny thing is George Romero was kind of inching toward that. If you watch the movie Land of the Dead, even in Dawn of the Dead, people were going to the mall because that's what they knew when they were alive. And in Land of the Dead, they further pointed that where like people were like zombies were going back to their jobs. And they were like, you know, like one of the main characters was like a mechanic and he was at the mechanic spot, like fucking drilling shit, you know? So it's like it could happen. And it, like I said, it would kind of be canon with what George Romero wanted to accomplish.
Hmm.
Yeah. There you go. I get real, real deep into zombie shit.
No, I'm glad I didn't know that.
Yeah,
like Ratty Magic pulls up Shaun of the Dead at the very end of Shaun of the Dead. Also, mm-hmm. You know how they've got them like pushing the carts back at the grocery store,
that's true, too.
And they're doing like manual labor stuff.
But it goes back to the original Dawn of the Dead, where they even explained it. They were like, just that's what people did. It's like that's why they're drawn to the mall, because that's they just want to live their lives as however they lived them.
What was that? What was that zombie movie we watched last October?
Road of the Dead?
Huh?
Road of the Dead?
No,
that was awesome. Australia?
That one
the
was really good.
One?
No, the one with the army, the zombie army.
Zombie army?
Yeah. It's like the Germans.
Oh, you think Dead Snow?
Dead Snow 2. Dead Snow 2 like the best.
So good.
That shit was so good.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I was just thinking about, like, I was thinking about what you were saying about them and being alive and shit, and then I was like, it'd be cool to have a zombie army, and I was like, oh wait, they already did that. And that shit was the bomb. So if anybody hasn't seen that, you need to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, all right, let's talk some.
That was on our list last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so then, time up.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm actually gonna go look at our list real quick right now because I forget what we have on there.
I had to sneeze. Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, that you better keep apologizing.
I've ruined the show.
Yep, we gotta cut all of this out now because you ruined it with your sneeze.
And here we start the show all over again.
Oh god.
We don't have a way to cut. We just got to start over.
We have three.
Here we.
Oh god. So we have three movies on our list right now: Hush, Young Frankenstein, and Holidays.
Oh, Hush is so good.
I haven't seen Hush.
Hush is good. Holidays was all right too. It's a good, like.
Can I finally get my movie onto the list?
What is it?
Evil Dead.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know, man. Let's see.
Because we're trying to do Netflix-centric movies. By the way, if anyone in chat or if anyone's listening to this podcast and they have any suggestions they want us for 8-Bit Horror Fest, obviously send them to us. Tweet them to us at the 8-Bit Geek. Let us know because we're always up for suggestions. But we want to go off of Netflix. That way it's accessible to 99% of the people who listen to us.
Because Ed's like, Conjuring 2? Bro, that technically isn't out yet.
And I'm not watching that. No, I meant I didn't mean Evil Dead. I meant Dead Alive.
Oh, Dead Alive is fantastic.
I know that I want that on our list, and for the last 3 years, it hasn't been on Netflix, but I want it on the list.
Just email them. Just say put it on Netflix.
Guys, come on, put it on the card.
Put it on the card.
What? What?
They got
Netflix to put it on the card.
Yeah, tell Netflix to put it on the card. It's that simple. They've got a lot of money. Put it on the card.
Mm-hmm.
And said it's not on Netflix. You can check your local library.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk some gaming.
Okay.
Doug, did you have something to add?
Doug.
No, I didn't.
Poor Doug. Doug, add it. Go ahead.
I don't know. I have nothing.
Okay. Well, we're moving on.
This is the part of the show that I just don't really. There's a lot of stuff in here I don't give a shit about.
Why?
Oh wow.
Because. Okay, I don't. Who cares that the HTC Vive wireless prototype to be shown off later this year? Cool. Next story.
Because it's a cool story. Doug, shut
cool
up.
Story, bro.
Anyways,
like,
yeah.
Red Dead Redemption Remastered to announce this week. Yeah, we'll see. They've been saying that for the past year and a half. We'll fucking see. Next, moving on.
That would be cool, though.
It would be cool, but they also said that was going to happen at E3 this year, and it didn't fucking happen. They said it was going to happen at.
See, hey Doug, let me school you to something. We were having a good conversation there, so it was important. People want to hear about this shit.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So the HTC Vive, we're getting a second generation already, and it's going to be a wireless prototype, and it's going to be shown off this year, which would be pretty cool because the number one thing that everyone complained about was that the wires were too fucking long, and it caused a lot of issues for actually being VR. But I think the biggest problem is, like, now that's something else to plug in. How long is the battery going to last? Yep. And especially when you're talking about fucking two screens in there.
You just get that backpack thing.
Oh, my God. The big the big backpack. Like the ones that they're making. Do you remember seeing the story that I posted to you guys about the PC backpack?
Did we not talk about it on the show?
Oh, I may have. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we did talk about it.
It had like a 2-hour battery life on it.
Yeah. Hey, take it with you to work.
No, yeah, nothing like walking around looking like a goddamn Ghostbuster while you're trying to play games.
That's not a bad. Ashley went to when she went to Vegas. She said that there was a couple of people on the plane that were wearing the Samsung VR headsets.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, "Wow, she was because you know she's not into the whole geeky scene, so she just was. She came home. She was like, fucking nerd." I was like it's kind of cool, Ash.
Yeah, so. Like because they're sitting there and they're watching, they probably have their headphones on and they're probably watching Netflix, but to them it's like they're not on a plane, they're in a fucking theater or a home movie theater. Mm-hmm. And they're watching a movie, like, well, fuck you, Ash. God damn.
Whoa.
So rude.
Whoa. Whoa.
I stand by it.
Don't listen to him, Ashley.
Going back to the backpack PC, though.
You're assuming that she listens to the show, and she most definitely does not.
Ashley, you listen every week, and I know it.
Nope.
I love you, girl.
You literally just said that she's not about this nerd scene. There's no way that she's listening to fat nerds.
Love you, girl.
Dirty things.
Love you, girl.
That's dreaming.
Back to the backpack thing. I was thinking, like, that'd be pretty funny. It's like, you can hurt your back playing PC games. Oh, my back's sore from carrying PC fucking tower on my back all day. It's or fucking... for 2 hours.
But I just don't see it. It's just, I don't know. I think this is a tough sell as well, because it's going to be working off Wi-Fi. Then you're going to have response time, added response time. And then what if your fucking Wi-Fi is shitty, like Doug's?
That's true.
There's a lot of things that go into this.
Is he still on the call?
I think we lost him.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm done. All right. Fuck you guys.
He's mentally checked out.
Doug is not in on this one either, even though I fucking want it to be true. Wednesday, I think it's Wednesday, Sony is having a press conference to unveil the Neo. And rumor has it that Red Dead Redemption Remaster is going to be one of those titles to take to use the power of the Neo. And they're going to possibly release a PC version and an Xbox One version. That'd be awesome. I want that to happen, but more likely it's, they're like, well, why wouldn't there be a Red Dead Redemption 2 announced to take, you know, to here's the next generation and here's the next generation game. That's what I'd like to see as well. But also, while maybe we're waiting on the Red Dead Redemption 2, maybe they do release a remaster just to hold us over, which we've talked about before in the past as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, especially since they've never released one on PC, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. This game has never been released on PC.
I think that's the only, like, one of the only Rockstar games that's never been released on PC. I think that and the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like I said, there was rumors before E3 this year that they were going to do it. Like, apparently there was stuff, like, Easter eggs and stuff, like, left on, like, a blog post on, like, Rockstar's website.
Well, there's a map that, like, as well.
Yeah, the map that came out. Remember, we talked about all this stuff. And, like, all this stuff that was, like, leading to the new game and, like, a remastered version. And, like, apparently there was a trailer that was supposed to air at E3. And then, like, again, the rumor goes that, like, it got pulled, like,
I think
a couple of hours before their official E3 press conference for reasons unknown. But this may be it. Maybe they weren't ready to show it yet. Maybe, like, something happened and they had to pull. Uh-huh.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Sony had the Neo prepare. I think they had two press conferences ready for E3. If Microsoft were going to release information on their next generation, then they would have released the Neo information and all this shit. But I think that since Microsoft held off and they were just like, here's the S and we'll talk about our other console later, then they're like, all right, well, let's just fucking save it for our own show.
Mm-hmm.
It's very possible. So there's if it is going to happen, it would make sense. You know, it happened this week while they're doing this other press conference for that. But at the same time, there's a part of it that's just like, I'm just going to hold my breath. Like, I'm not going to hold my breath because they keep saying it. This is like the second year in a row where it's been like, oh, it's happening. It's happening. Okay, I get it. It's happening. Fucking give us something already.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I hope it does. But, I mean, we've been teased with other titles before like that, too. Or Half-Life 3. You know,
no, it's still on the sway, man.
Like, I think, and it's surprising, we might actually see a Cubs World Championship before we see Half-Life 3. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, seriously.
Sony has released plans that they're going to push it hard and push it good into mobile gaming, which is kind of strange. Like, everybody now, since they saw what Pokemon Go can do, they said it's a real game changer. Mobile has been a game changer for fucking years now.
Yeah, totally.
And now is the only time that because somebody made $440 million, this is when they go, oh, hey, guys, we can finally make money on this thing. I'm sorry, but if you put out a fucking Sony exclusive game, it's gonna fucking sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, why weren't you guys paying attention when games, like, and I know these aren't necessarily owned by a specific you know, like Sony or Microsoft or Nintendo or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like Angry Birds, right? That or Candy yeah. Crush, these games that fucking make bank, and like that stupid Floppy Bird or Flappy Bird, or whatever the fuck it was called. When that happens, like, how are you not going, like, get every one of our fucking titles on a mobile device ASAP? Like, get it over there now. Let's make some fucking money off these nerds.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense. And then even games like this should have been the second telling of it before even Pokemon Go came out, when they saw how successful Fallout Shelter was. Fallout Shelter was printing money mm-hmm. for Bethesda.
Do you know yeah. why? It's because it's the pride of these big publishers. It's the fact that it's the little indie markets that are putting out these games that are making money, and they go, oh, we'll let the little indie market people have it, blah blah blah. You know, it's not successful, you know, in our eyes, because it's not a big dog. And then a big dog, like a huge fucking IP, comes out, like Pokemon, hugely successful, and then they're like, oh shit, yeah, now we got to take it serious. Now it's for real.
And Ants brought up another good one: the Simpsons game on mobile huge, and that was creating, like, that was probably one of EA's best ideas that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, even Family Guy tried to come out and do that, and they couldn't keep up, but Simpsons killed it.
Yeah. And Ratty Magic comes up and says, Telltale. Yeah. Yep. They were in mobile, but, you know, they can still be viewed as an indie kind of dev team, you know. It's they're not making these huge, you know, it's not fucking Sony or Microsoft or Activision.
But you could see how popular their games on the mobile market, of course. Like, let's do this. And so it's ridiculous that at this point they have, like, what, a solid 8+ years of evidence of, like, the App Store and the games and how well it makes money for studios and stuff. And it's kind of ridiculous that Sony and the like are not just jumping on it. And we've talked about this with Nintendo specifically, because they're, for a long time, we're just a sinking ship, and it was like, here's a market where your games will fucking flourish and you'll make mm-hmm. so much money. What the fuck is wrong with you? And it's, you know, we've talked about it. It's just the nature of that company.
Can I throw a hypothetical out there for you boys?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wednesday, Apple does unveiling the iPhone 7. What if fucking Nintendo comes out on stage, you know, because there's that huge rumor that they're creating their own controller for the iPhone. And what if they're not even building a tablet? What if it's just going to work with all of Apple products to when you leave the house? Like, what if that's the whole secret behind their NX, is like they have the home base console, but then they just use the already, like, fucking Apple products to play mobile. Play those games mobile, and like they just oh my god, like the internet would come to a screeching halt if they were just like, all right guys, so we want to introduce the NX, and here's how we're going to do it mobily, and here's the new controller that we're going to use as the attachments to the iPhone and the iPad. Enjoy. Mic drop. Fuck.
<That's> crazy.
You think they would just align themselves with just Apple?
Possible, because I think that they see probably Apple is probably as close to them. They like closed off ecosystems. They are very proud of their products, and I think that they would want their product to run on the devices that gaming is more prevalent on. Like iPhone titles surpass Android titles is when it comes to gaming, mm-hmm. and it works and the games work. More on Apple because of the fact that there's less fragmentation. So I think that would be my opinion as to why they would choose Apple over just doing like a multi-release on anything. Mm-hmm. So, but that would be kind of crazy if that were to happen. And that's just a hypothetical.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that with the Olympics happening in Japan, I know it's like 4 years away, but like, even in their Olympic ceremony, like passing of the torch sort of thing, like, hey, this is where it's gonna be next time, and like the prime minister coming out like kind of dressed like Mario or whatever with a little hat on and stuff, like obviously your whole country embraces like this. Like I feel like Nintendo needs to like really amp it up in the next 4 years with like their products and with like the global market, and to like really, like with mobile and
and I don't know what the fuck they're gonna have to do with this NX, but they really need to step it up, because I kind of feel like there's gonna be a focus on them a little bit in the next 4 years when the Olympics come to them, because it's gonna be like, okay, you're a Japanese based company.
Well, especially with the pre-Olympic when they closed out the show, they used a Nintendo characters to close out the Olympics.
That's what I'm talking about. Like your country is counting on you. Don't let them down. Like, because obviously we're gonna focus on like stuff about that country, and like Nintendo is gonna be one of them because it's mm-hmm. so. You know, the same thing goes with Sony, also, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see here. Lindsay Lohan's GTA 5 suit. I think we talked about that back on episode 93.
Yeah.
I'm just spitballing there.
You could be right. No.
It's been a while. I mean, because
he was with us and he wasn't there then.
She was suing GTA 5 because of the fact that there was a picture of her drawn on as one of the loading screens, and she was like, "That's me. They're using my character." And I'm suing. Well, that got thrown out.
Was it that? I thought it was the character in question. Lacey Jonas is a bit of a vapid and overly vain character who appears in a red bikini on several of the marketing materials. Gotcha. I thought it was that chick that you chase when you're doing the stuff for the paparazzi that you chase, and that she crashes her car and you guys take the pictures of it and stuff.
That's awesome. No.
Because that was, I thought like she had done something similar.
No, it was just the girl in the red bikini. Because she had blonde hair and the face kind of resembled her.
Okay, what was her name? Let's look it up.
Lacey Jonas.
Lacey Jonas. Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. And I guess there was a picture in question. She was holding her phone, and like they do a side by side.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. Like, no. Yeah. Get out of here.
So that was the year that everyone and their moms. I've got a picture like that. Come on. It's like.
And so it got thrown out because it was.
All right, there's another picture where she's being arrested and she's wearing the shirt. No, side by side with her and Lindsay Lohan. And it's like, okay, hold on. Like, that's that one's a little bit closer, at least in the style of clothing and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, come on. No.
So it's there's no law against parroting people in a video game, and so it got thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's like what fair use and parody is all about and stuff. Like, you can literally, you can pretty much name someone their name, and as long as you're like making fun of them, it's pretty much okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have all these SNL sketches about, you know, Obama and George Bush and everyone in the history of the planet, because mm-hmm. everyone just gets sued, you know?
Yeah.
Since it's still fresh on my mind, South Park Stick of Truth has a ton of celebrity cameos.
Yeah, just South Park in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They make a living off of parody.
Would have sued the fuck out of that show if he knew it ever existed, and that they made him like a gay fish.
Mega wants to see. He says, "Can we see that? Put that up." I'm guessing he's asking about the picture, the comparison.
Oh, no.
Wait, mine or?
I've already closed.
Okay, never mind then. Mortal Kombat XL and Mortal Kombat Pack 2 are officially coming to the PC. Can we get a round of applause, please? Even though 5 people will buy it.
Yeah, and I'm one of them.
I'm going to be one of them as well. So this was, I don't know why it's not as popular on PC, because I fucking love Mortal Kombat. I'm actually almost done beating the main storyline.
It's much smoother on PC as well. I mean, go figure.
And so they weren't. So Warner Brothers was like, "Nah, fuck the PC. We're not supporting it anymore."
Because every game they've released on the PC this year and last year were complete shit. Despite Mad Max, came out really good condition.
But then there was a whole big poll, and everybody was asking. And I guess like a whole bunch of people signed a petition, and so Ed Boon was like, "Hey, let's fucking do it." And so now it's official. All that good stuff is coming to Steam on October 4th. And it's going to be great. We'll finally get to the XL version that has both combat packs and the base game, or you can buy just the combat packs in general. And right now, if you go to a gray market site called cdkeys.com, you can get the combat pack 1 for $3.
Nice. So. And the combat pack 2 is pretty awesome. You get the Xenomorph from Aliens. You also get Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You get Leatherface. and then you get two extra like MK characters from it. Yeah. So
Goro, right? Is Goro in there?
No, Goro's already in it. He was like some kind of weird pre-order bonus, and then you can buy him separately for like $5.
I see. Okay. So in our last story of the night, Nintendo has this was the original story. Nintendo issued takedown notices for over 500 fan games. And this was a big story. People were going nuts over this, and they're like, what the fuck is happening, and why is Nintendo doing this? But come to find out that they were all being shared, I guess, on this website called Game Jolt. But there's an ad revenue sharing scheme for the developers, meaning that the games were being distributed via the service, are monetized, and so they were making money off of it. And that's why they got the takedowns. So. Gotcha. Yeah, there was a lot of people. So if you're listening and if you're one of those people wondering, like, hey, why the fuck is Nintendo doing this to fan games? That's the reason. Fan games can exist. They have to be distributed for free, and they cannot be exact representations of the characters and the. Well, I guess you can have like Mario and shit in there, right? And you just can't call it Mario.
I don't really know how the whole parody and like fan stuff works. Because we've been talking about this, getting ready to do the Star Wars podcast. Like, what can and can't we get away with as far as like copyrighted material? But like Star Wars and Lucasfilm, Disney a little, not less, but like with Kathleen Kennedy and Lucasfilm, they've been really open to fan films and fan creations and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, going as far as hiring people from these things to work on their movies, like. The Ryan versus Dorkman, they hired those guys to do the lightsaber effects and stuff for episode 3. And then the droid builders they hired from Celebration Germany 2 years ago to work on the droids, like BB-8, you know, for example, was one of their creations a couple years ago. So they're a little bit more open. So I know that you can get away with a lot in fan films, and I still don't really know where the line is. Like, what can and can't you do as far as fan creations? So I guess you could have Mario in it. Maybe you can't specifically call him Mario. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Yes. As long as you're not making money off of it, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know either.
We should probably look into that.
We could. Yeah. Let's. We'll do a little. We should have did a little research for this story, but fuck it. Right. Fuck it.
I was let down by that whole Metroid 2 letdown, because that looked great too, and they got the kibosh put on them. So.
Well, that's our show for the week. I hope that you guys.
Do we
want
to talk
it.
About? Do we want to talk about the trailer that we watched today for Friday the 13th?
That looks so good.
Okay, can I just say that I was half like I had I don't know why, but like I had a half chub and then half I was like, holy shit, this is so good. But then I was like, on the other half, it's so fucking disgusting.
Yes.
Like it was so brutal.
It was so brutal. I just did not know what to. My mind and body just didn't know what to do. It was a real push and pull. You know, I was excited, but at the same time, I was like, look away.
Yeah,
yeah.
Real it was brutal. Rough. But it was like, man, I want to watch some fucking Friday the 13th now.
Yeah, totally.
Because some of those are like straight from the movies.
There was some straight kills from that, and then there were a lot of creative kills. I still love the one. I loved. That it wasn't too overtly over the top, like the one where the guy is kind of, he's crushing the skull, but it's not like, you know, Mortal Kombat where it just explodes. Mm-hmm. Like you just hear that cracking sound and then the guy falls over and it's like, oh. Yeah.
Although there was there was the one against the wall, which reminded me of the mount from Game of Thrones this past season, where he just like crushes it into the wall and there is an explosion of blood on that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but again, you see the body fall over and the head looks like fine. It's not just a pile of mess, but like, yeah, I mean, there wasn't like a lot of guts and stuff like hanging or falling out, but there was definitely some like, ooh, that was a spear through the head. Like,
yeah, one they showed where he was taken off like limb by limb.
Limb by limb, yeah.
But
true
the funny thing was that nobody made a sound. Like nobody was screaming when their limbs were being chopped off. You just heard.
It's probably gonna something they added later. Usually, like. Audio and stuff is thrown in last, I believe.
Yeah, it was really cool though, and I wish that they had a date on that game because I want to play it this October.
I mean, basically, they just released all this footage because PAX happened this weekend. PAX West today was the last day.
Oh yeah, that reminds me. There's another story you want to talk about, Jer.
Which one?
How people are butthurt that Ark released new.
content. Yeah, I forgot.
There's
about
one
that.
I want to talk about after that too.
Yeah, so essentially on Steam review. So this guy made a Steam review of the game. He got real butthurt, and then the developer responded, and the response was pretty straightforward. I thought he brought up some good points, but also was kind of being dramatic as well. And then Reddit got a hold of it, and I think that Reddit was. I don't think that there was a lot of people who were kind of trolling. I think that there was a pretty good argument going on back and forth versus what they were doing and if it was ethical or not for them to do it. And so the argument was, why are you releasing an almost entirely new game when your base game isn't even done yet? And like, I just kind of wanted to see, are you guys okay with that? Like, is that okay to do? I'd like to hear from our fans. Like, do they think it's okay? Because when you have something in early access, you assume like, hey, this is the game that they're working on and they should only be working on this game, and instead of new fucking content in a whole different game. Because a lot of people were saying, you know, performance still isn't where it needs to be. The game isn't finished. You know, there isn't everything added to it. Now, they do add stuff every month. Right, Doug? They have an update every month, essentially.
Like, mostly every month. A lot of times it's like every 2 weeks there's some new update.
Right. And so, essentially, people are mad that they're charging for a game that that should have been in with the base price of what they're getting. Mm-hmm. But the developer said, you know, we were charging you $14.99 for a game that should be $60. And then that's when people came back and said, your games aren't even done yet, so why are you even charging? Why would you even suggest that you should be charging $60? Mm-hmm. So it was that kind of back and forth that the developers was having with the fans. So
I don't know, man. I have such difficulty with it because, again, having played the game, I feel like a lot of these problems and like complaints are coming from people who probably don't actually play the game, but are just like those bandwagon jumping like assholes that just like, oh, this is something I'm gonna bitch about because maybe this is their stance on stuff. Like, you shouldn't have this sort of game and release new content for it if it's still in early access. But I feel like they haven't played the game because I feel like Ark is, like he said, it should be $60. It's fucking huge. It's stupid how big this game is and how big it constantly grows. Like, since we originally bought it over a year ago, and like the performance enhancements that's gone through, the amount of shit they've added to it, the fact that they listen to their actual fans, the people that actually play the game, and they make mods and adjustments to their game to reflect what players actually want and constantly want. And maybe that's why it's not like finished yet, is because they're listening to what the players want in their game, and they add stuff. They've already like hired modders who made these popular mod packs that people were using and are now officially a part of the game while actually like paying these modders who made it. Like, the map, the center, was a huge map. It was a lot of fun. And they hired that dude who made it, added him to the team, and now it's an official map. You know, and like, all these mods and stuff for like the drawbridges and the rope bridges and all that stuff were all fan-made mods that are now a part of the game because they've added them in there because that's what people wanted. I don't know, man. It's such a huge fucking game with all this cool shit added. Like, okay, yeah, you had to pay $20 for like a new version of that game. You don't have to buy it. Like, I don't understand. You literally don't have to. Like, you can still play the normal game. This is a different version of that. It's a new map. It's new creatures. It's new everything. Like, you don't fucking have to, like, you don't need it to play it. So it's not like some required, like, oh, I want to further my adventure in this game. Like, I better buy this thing. Like, and if you enjoyed the, like, Ark to begin with, then you're going to pay the $20. Like, it's $20. Mm-hmm. Again, you should be paying $60. Absolutely. I feel that it's people that are, like, bitching about, and I understand, oh, I don't want, you know, early access shouldn't have the sort of whatever. I like how they've done their early access because you've got other games like DayZ that's been in early access for like 7 fucking years with no end in sight, and it hasn't, all it's done is gotten worse. Ark has, like, every time they do an update, it gets better.
Yeah, like, that's true.
I agree with you, but I do think that on the Steam side, I think that there should be more rules or regulations for early access. Because
I don't I don't know, man, because here's my thing. If they were to today go, this game is complete, they would get crucified because of all the stuff that they would continue to add. Well, why didn't you have this? Why wasn't this in the game when the game was first released? Because we weren't there yet. Because we have a punch list, a billion items long of all the things we need to add and fix and tweak and do all this stuff to. It's going to take time to build this game. We only spent like 2 years before we put it on early access, and we're continuing to build and to build a game that the players actually want instead of pushing out an item that says it's done and then have people shit all over it because it's not what they want. Like, I think that's it's horseshit, man. It's such horseshit to be like, well, this is not the, you know, well, why isn't this game done yet? It is fucking done. They're just adding stuff to it, and they're calling it early access because they constantly add stuff to it. Then Reddit is gonna get its fucking panties in a wad, and they're gonna shit all over that too because it's a final product. Why isn't this fucking done? Like, it's, you said it's done, but it's not. No, fuck them. Fuck this argument. It's stupid.
Yeah. Wow. Very emotional.
Well, you know,
stupid.
Doug is
it's
passionate
stupid.
About it. I can see his point, but I do feel that early access should have some clear indications and goals and
well, kinda, they do. I mean, they always say that when you're buying an early access title, they're like, this
no,
is
an
early
for access. The, that's more for the users. I think that they should be held more accountable, and not just for Ark. Like, Ark, yes, they're updating everything like that, but you mentioned DayZ. Like, they shouldn't be able to be in early access for fucking 5 years. Like, they should, there should be, when you start...
So you're saying there should be a time limit.
There should be a time limit for early access.
I think there should be what it needs to be. It needs to be either, it depends on how often you're updating your game, for one. Mm-hmm. Because, again, DayZ, it'll go 6 months without an update. And then they'll do an update and it'll break the game for a month before they fix it. You know what I mean? Like, that's unacceptable. Like, you should be up. If you're in early access, you need to be building this game. You need to be updating it at least once a month. I feel once a month, like, is reasonable, even if it's a small tweak that you're making. But you can't have games like DayZ or what's that road? It's not Road Rage, but it's that, like, that motocross Road Rage-like game. That I think
Kevin owns it.
Oh, Road Redemption.
Road Redemption. Yeah. Like, that one, like, they did an update like a couple months ago, but like that one, I feel like, okay, you've been in early access for like 3 years and you've barely done anything. It's time to either, like, yeah, it's over, it's out of early access, it's out, this is the full game, sorry, or you like pull it off the store or something. You know what I mean? Like, you're clearly not working on it, but I feel like Ark should, with its constant updates and its constant like adding and listening to people, it should be.
So you think that it should be allowed to go on indefinitely in early access?
Until they are completely happy with the game, that they, if they have everything inside of it that they need and want, with the exception of, like, you know, I don't know, dinosaurs, I feel like that's something you can add in whenever, but since they're adding all this other stuff, tools and other mechanics to the game and stuff like that, when you're done with that, you're at a place that you're happy with the final product, yes, it's your game, and if you're adding stuff to it and changing it again, yeah, it's early access, fuck everyone else. Fuck if you have made enough money that you can hire another team to make an almost exact replica of your game with different dinos and stuff. Like,
but isn't that just at some point it just becomes DLC? Like No Man. Okay, so
no, because you bought the game with the anticipation of having
all those
dinos. No, for
free, like free DLC.
Well, it would be essentially, but no. Like, I mean, they said all these dinos are going to be a part of the base game. Now, that being said, the dinos and stuff that are in the new game were not a part of that list. These are all fantasy, like, dragons and shit that were, like, never announced. So that's why it's a different game. It's a completely different game.
But don't you think they could have spent that time with making all these new creatures to make the dinosaurs that they said they were going to add to the base game?
That's the thing, is that they only add them, like, one or two at a time in a month, and that's at their own pace. They're doing that out of their own. And again, so many of those dinos and stuff have been added by community members who have been like, what about this dino? Like, this would be really cool. Like, it's like the game, if they did not give a fuck about the people playing the game, would have been done in July like it was planned to be. Absolutely. Because they keep adding stuff that players ask for and want, mm-hmm. and like actually listening to their audience.
So they did announce a finish date.
Yeah, it was supposed to be July of this year.
Okay.
July of 2016.
Okay, well, that makes things a little bit different.
Yeah, so like
I didn't know that they actually had a planned date of finish.
Yeah, it was supposed to be now, and I think they've pushed it to December.
Okay,
this year.
That does make things a little bit different then.
But we'll see, because again, they keep adding stuff, and like how much of their team is now going to sponsor their new stuff, the Scorched Earth stuff. But I mean, they're so close to being done, and really, again, it just goes to, if they were to take a break from listening to everyone's like, oh, this is, you should add this, oh, you should, you know, this mechanic would be cool, this dino would be cool, this tool would be cool, they'd be fucking done by now. But it's a constant work in progress, and that's why I don't care that it's early access and it doesn't, I mean, that's awesome. I like that over the year and a half that we've been playing this game, how it's evolved into a complete, I mean, still the same survive, there's dinosaurs, but just how much it's changed and like how much better it's gotten. Instead of there being like six dinosaurs, you know, you're like, oh fuck, there's a lot. Like, there's a lot of dinosaurs roaming around. It's really cool. It's like all the dinosaurs on that island make me, it's like what No Man's Sky should have been like. Remember that trailer when you when they show them land and there's like dinos everywhere? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what Ark is. But you just can't fly off world. Just fine, because why?
Kev, what did you want to bring up?
The one thing I wanted to bring up, so since, like I said, PAX West happened.
Cool!
Now they're calling it PAX... Now they're calling it PAX West instead of PAX Prime. I have no fucking clue why. But Gearbox has been all week long kind of hyping this whole like Duke Nukem announcement. So everyone was like, holy shit, there might be a new Duke Nukem game. And they were hyping it up and hyping it up and hyping it up until their presentation. And then all they had was a Duke Nukem like 20th anniversary edition.
Was it a remaster?
Yeah, it's a remaster. It's for PS4. Xbox One and like PC, and all it is like a little bit better resolution of the original Duke Nukem 3D, Duke 3D. So obviously people were insta pissed, and once again taking it out on Gearbox this weekend. Gearbox, I kind of feel like they deserve the hate because they fucking built people up to make them think something new. They're like, it's gonna be a Duke announcement, and then they just let that out. I feel like if they would have just said something right up front and say, hey, we're going to announce a new Duke anniversary, that would have kind of like softened the blow a little bit. But everyone was expecting a new Duke Nukem title since Gearbox owns the rights now. And they basically got a remastered game. Like, this has to be like the fourth remaster of this game with just like one new, I think they threw in a new episode, but they spent all this time and like they fucking hyped it for nothing. So That's something to bring up.
That's sad news. I still have fond memories of my original Duke Nukem days, but yeah, I'm not interested in that whatsoever.
Yeah, I would have been like, I liked Duke Nukem Forever. I thought it was pretty fun. It's, you go into it without expecting like something to change the game. It was just fun Duke Nukem, and I had a blast with that game. The thing is, I mean, I would have loved to play another one, and another one that was fully developed by Gearbox as opposed to, you know, something that 3D Realms has been working on for 10 years plus and then handed over to Gearbox to kind of put the finishing touches on.
I don't think they handed it off. I think they got purchased and then Gearbox. I think 3D Realms, if I remember correctly, did not want it released. And then Gearbox said, oh, no, we're fucking releasing it. And then it turned out to be a huge turd.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, that's the thing. And I feel like if Gearbox works on it themselves...
I think if you get Doom out of it, if you get the like the new Doom, then great.
Yeah, God, the new Doom is so good.
Obviously, Gearbox didn't work on that; it was Bethesda. But still, I think
it still came out in that era of 3D first person shooters. So yeah,
but
back in the day, Duke Nukem raised the bar, and now it's been left behind.
Mm-hmm. People run over the bar. Anyways, that's our show for the week. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you love our banter, please again subscribe to us. We need the help, people. We're sitting on a corner. We're begging for change, okay? And our change is listeners. Listen in. Subscribe, please. If you don't, then we don't care. Either way. Go find another fucking podcast.
Whoa!
No.
Don't do that.
Just kidding. We just can't. We love you. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, fly if you got it. If you don't, then you're gonna walk.
No, remember you had your new one.
Your wings are. Oh yeah, hold on. Sidebar. Hey Doug, can I have a sidebar real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, can you remind me what it was again?
It was like love and hugs and other bullshit or something like that. Or other shit. Yeah.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Love, hugs, and all that other bullshit.